You're listening to 97.7 The Volt. Time now for Your Care, Our Mission, brought to you by the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital and, of course, KHBT. I am sitting here with Marty this morning, and Marty, we're going to be talking a little bit about that new wellness hub. I understand you got some updates for us.
I do. Exciting news. We are coming to the end completion of this project. We've been anticipating good weather and have had good weather.
That's great.
To get it done. And so now all they're going to work on is the approaches and the island, which will hopefully be completed by the end of this week. They'll also be painting the parking lot stripes, which then people will start to really see the end near.
Yeah.
As you know, we're completely moved in internally.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been in the hospital at all, there has been some internal construction. So we've been navigating patients, visitors, and families through those changes, but all is going well.
That's great to hear. So I understand there's probably going to be some sort of open house when this is all ready, right?
Yeah. So we are hoping to open the front doors sometime before November 15th. November 15th has always been our completion date, but we are looking to maybe opening up a little sooner than that.
That'd be nice.
And then, of course, we need to celebrate, right? this has been a long haul, and we want to thank everybody for their patience. And of course,
you mean that in both ways, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. It's been over 18 months of construction, and to thank our architect and our construction groups to getting it done and staying on target is really neat. So I know everybody's been waiting for when the open house will be, but you are all invited. Sunday, November 24th from 1 to 4 p.m. The front doors will be open, so come on in. The Unity Point Clinic the walk-in clinic will be open that morning.
Okay.
And then will be closed during the open house. But we'll have ribbon cuttings, and then during the event, you'll be able to tour the new Unity Point Clinic, the outpatient specialty clinic, the lab, registration, physical, occupational, speech, and pediatric therapy, which is on our second floor, the new cardiopulmonary wing with sleep studies in the gym, the diabetes center, the new foundation conference room, which if you've read the paper and heard the radio, the foundation gifted $1 million to this building project.
That's incredible.
They're going to do a pledge for 10 years.
Wow.
And gift that. So thank you to all of our donors. And during this time, the foundation will also do a ribbon cutting for the new donor wall. And for the donors that were on the previous wall, you'll be able to pick up your plaques at that time as well. So we'll have all of them laid out. And
very nice.
You'll be able to find your name if you were on the old wooden wall that was in the old main entrance. We're also going to have a meet and greet with our healthcare providers, faculty, and staff from all the departments. So if you have any questions, they'll be able to answer them and talk about the services we provide in these new spaces. Genevieve's, the new cafe and gift shop, will be open that Sunday from 1 to 4. So come and check out our Christmas decor we will have out.
There you go.
Which we have not put out yet. We're waiting a little bit, not jumping the gun on Christmas. So we do have a lot of fall home decor and wearables, hats, gloves, gift items and such. So we will have all of our Christmas stuff out on Sunday,
Pretty exciting.
For the open house. And then we'll have refreshments and sweet treats. So
can't go wrong there.
Mark your calendars for Sunday, November 24th from 1 to 4.
Very cool. And then you've got a couple other events coming up as well.
Yeah. So we will, the annual auxiliary Christmas coffee will be Monday, December 2nd from 2 to 4 in the Foundation Conference Room. Normally, this event is held in Springvale Independent Living, but with our new space, we wanted to welcome everybody to see it if they hadn't yet. So you'd be able to enjoy a time of special treats, shopping, door prizes, and fellowship, of course. And it's their annual membership drive. You can purchase your membership online, HumboldtHospital.org. That's something new that they added this year for convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Pay with a credit card or debit card online. Otherwise, we do accept cash or check.
And I know you guys are going to be doing that Light Up a Life coming up, right?
Yeah, so December 2nd will be a busy day for the hospital and its philanthropic entities. The Humboldt County Hospice Foundation will have its annual Light Up a Life on Monday, December 2nd at 7. This will be located in long-term care by the Path of Life Garden. We'll have an indoor social hour, entertainment. They're going to read the memorialized names of loved ones in the sunroom. So if you'd like to, it just costs $10 per name, and you can do it in memory of or in honor of, and we will read those names that evening.
Very nice. Well, thank you so much, Marty.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
No problem. This has been Your Care, Our Mission, here on The Bolt.